We're doing Sefer Amidot. We've had 10 chapters about love. And the 10 chapters described different types of love. Love that is mundane, love for the physical, love for the material, love of the fool. And then he evolved into the love of the intelligent, the love of the wise, the love of the pious, and the love that's built in, that's part of our predisposition. And now he reaches maybe the most important point, and he's going to fool us. He's going to begin by saying, don't ask me how you get there, but you understand he didn't take us this whole journey in order to leave us with a question mark. Later on he will come back to this point and answer the question. But first, he begins by saying, Avat Hashem, the love of Hashem, Hirosh Pinat Avodateinu Ushleimuteinu. It is the cornerstone of our service, of our mitzvot, of our attaining wholeness. En aroch ilea. Nothing compares to it. Va'anachnu lo nida, and we don't know, eze derech yishkon or bilibeinu la'akir noam ziv ha'elyon. Where is that light in our heart that can recognize the pleasantness of Hashem's light? Where do you get that from? So he's saying, you got to get there, but how do you get there? I don't know. So don't believe him. He's going to get back to it. He begins by saying, we don't know. Ad yashkif v'yere ha'adam ha'ro'e la'inayim b'nei v'sar. Till the human being does his best by using the physical eyes he has to look into himself. Malat u'kdushat elokim chayim nora hod yitbarach. So he says, step one, you have to use your physical body to take note. You use your physical eyes to look at how exalted the holiness of Hashem, the living God, how exalted He is. So point number one, recognize where He is. We're talking about loving Him. He says, recognize how holy He is. V'chen mitzvat ha'kdusha shenitztavinu ba'Yisrael, you find also with regard to the mitzvah, we are commanded to be holy. What does it say? Daber el b'nei Yisrael, say unto, daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael, say unto the congregation of Israel, v'amarta aleim kedoshim to you, tell them, they should be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem lokechem, because I am holy. What does that mean? גם הקדושה נפלאת היא בעינינו מציאותה ומהותה בדרכי השגתה. When it comes to holiness too, it seems beyond us to understand its existence, its essence, and how to attain it. Holiness seems something that's way out there. What are you talking about? I know what a good steak is. I know what a good slice of pizza is. I don't know what holiness is. That's the first response. You're telling me to be holy? You're telling me God is holy? What's holy mean? What does that mean? I remember the first time I spoke to someone who grew up without religion, and we spoke about holiness. So he looks at me and he says, what is holiness? Holiness is wearing fancy clothing? You talk to a person, first glance, says, what you talking about? Let's hear him. Maybe you'll tell me that holiness, that's something that's so weighty. It's beyond us. Maybe you'll say, yeah, holiness is for holy creatures. Me? Talk to me about steak. Don't talk to me about holiness. Then God wouldn't have given us such a mitzvah. If holiness is really something that's not my issue, so then God doesn't give me a mitzvah that's not my issue. As the prophet says, Hashem says, have I ever worn you down? Have I ever given you something that's unfair? No, I'm very fair with you. So if there's a mitzvah to be holy, then it's within our capacity. Our sages already enlightened us through the Medrash, who our sages said, why does the Torah juxtapose the parasha of the prohibited relationships with the parasha of being holy. Why is it together? אלא ללמדך כל הגודר עצמו מן הערבה אתה מוצא בו קדושה. It teaches you that whoever distances himself beyond the call of duty from prohibited women, you find in such a person holiness. Okay, step one, we see something. It's talking about distancing himself from what's prohibited in the physical world. And distancing himself means he takes a step back. He doesn't just go to the limit. ובמקום אחר אמרו זיכרונם לברכה במדרש, and elsewhere our sages said in the Midrash, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, Hashem says, עד שאתם מתפללים שיכנסו דברי תורה בתוך מייכם, before you pray that the words of Torah enter your intestines, before you pray that Torah should really enter and become a part of you, guys, listen closely. This is a very powerful line. The Midrash says, "Bakeshu sheyetze divrei havalim mitoch meichem." You should pray that all the nonsense should leave your insides. Meaning, sometimes we say, "I want to be holy. I want to be holy," but I also want to see the filthy things I see. I also want to think the filthy things I think. Yeah, I want to be holy, but I want to have a good time doing all the prohibited things too. Hashem says, no, before you talk to me about holiness entering you, talk to me about schmutz coming out of you. Get the dirt out of you. Talk to me about that first. Horuba ze, over here our sages taught us, ki ha'adam bechira nivraim, that the human being, the most chosen of the creations, kifi yatziyato el ha'mitziyut ubofen shalem, when he comes into creation, he's whole. Nothing wrong with him. Mukhlal u'miutar b'chol chelkei amidot v'akochot v'ashlemut. He is crowned with all types of traits and powers and wholeness. Al yedei nishmat chayim ha'atzula migovei meromim. He's given a holy neshama. He's given life. So he has all the potential to attain all these things. שנאמר עליה כי חלק השם עמו יעקב חבל נחלתו. Hashem says, that's my portion. You are my portion, Jacob. ובה חקוקים כל המידות המשלימות עבודת יוצרנו. So the neshama, our soul, has engraved in it all the different traits that are necessary to do the service of Hashem correctly and holy. והוא סוד אמנם זיכרונם לברכה, ומלמדים אותו כל התורה כולה. And that's the secret of what our sages say, that when a person's in utero, they teach him the whole Torah. What does that mean? That means that when we're born with a holy soul that has the capacity to encompass the Torah, has the capacity to attain that wholeness and that greatness. ושורש כולם השכל האלוקי החוכמה והיראה והאהבה. The root of it all is that godly brain we were given, the wisdom, the fear, the love, and you have other tools that were given. All of them are there to allow that beloved young wife to connect with her beloved. So to speak, the soul can reconnect with Hashem. The soul is a section of Hashem that was sent down below, stuck into a body, given the tools to perfect, given the capacity to do things perfectly, and it can reconnect. It has what it takes. V'adam shelacho Elokim hena leman anoto lenasoto im lo itgael befatbag olam hazeh v'avalav. So we are sent down here below. We are sent to this challenge. How filthy will we become with all the different types of amenities that are there to tempt us in this world? עד שרבותינו זיכרונם לברכה אמרו, to the point where our sages taught, וארוך תשוב לאלוקים אשר נתנה. The spirit, it says in the verse, goes back to God who gave it. Our sages said, תן לו כמו שנתנה לך. God, so to speak, says, I want it back the way I gave it. So to speak, Hashem says, I'm not asking you to do much. Just keep it clean. when we were engaged, so we went to Rav Avram Shapiro Zatzal, who married us off, and he turned to my wife and asked her, "Is your chassan a tzaddik?" So she was taken aback by the question. What's he asking her? I was his student for 10 years. He's asking her. She knows me for 2.5 months, 3.5 months, whatever. So after a second, she said, "Yeah, okay." You know, he asks, "What you gonna say?" I'm standing there. So he turns to me. I had forewarning. He says to me, "Is your kala tzadekes? Is she a pious woman?" So I said, "Of course." You know, I was ready. A righteous person. So he said to us, he said, "Look, I'm jealous of you. Because as a chassan and a kala, all your sins get forgiven. So you're entering marriage to righteous people. Now all you have to do is keep it up." So the truth is, that's what the Talmud says. Hashem says, "I gave you a pure soul. Just give it back the way I gave it." Hashem says, "Retain the purity and the holiness, the wholeness of your soul, the way it was back home, so to speak, before the soul came below." How beautiful is what Rashi wrote, that when Hashem says, "Be holy," Hashem says, "Separate yourself." What Rashi means to say is, when you could separate yourself from foolishness of the world, then you could stay on that high level. But there are temptations. Yeah, life is temptations. So then what's Hashem saying when he says, "I want you to be holy"? He's not telling us, "I want you to attain a level of an angel. I want you to attain something that's beyond your strength." We're on the top of page Reish Tes. But rather, it's a generous piece of advice Hashem gives men. Hashem says to the congregation, "You should be holy." What Hashem is saying is, hold on to the level you're at. Watch what you're responsible to watch, because I am holy, I am Hashem your God, and you are like my children. I gave you a soul, I gave you a part of me. Hold on to it, keep it up. And so you have to know you have this capacity from birth. And this is such a beautiful point. This is, if you think about it, this is the greatest encouragement. What's Hashem saying? People sometimes think, I'm a greedy person, I'm a selfish person, comes the Torah and says, "You're a perfect person. You're a good person. You were given a good soul, a kind soul. You have to just control your desires in this world, but at the root, at the core, you are good, you are holy, you're perfect." What am I really? Perfect. What am I really? Good. Who am I really? A kind, caring person. So why isn't that what you always see? Because sometimes I get tempted. Think about what a phenomenal message that is. Today in education, they always say, don't tell a kid you're stupid. Don't tell a kid you're bad. You did something bad. Don't tell them you're bad. Now they discovered America, you know. But Magen Midvina tells us, this is the essence. This is what the Torah was saying. You're good. And if sometimes you fall, so that you got tempted. What you have to do, you're not bad. And it's not that we're asking you to attain something that's high up there when we say be holy. What we're saying is hold on to what you really are. Hashem says, before you were fashioned, I knew you. You were a part of me. Before you were born, I made you holy. ואם כן דברי רשי זיכרונם לברכה אינם לעקור פירוש מן הקדושים לפרש אותם פירושים, רק לבאר איך היו במדרגת הקדושה, רק אם פירושים תהיו. So Rashi isn't interpreting the word kedoshim to you to mean separate yourself from the word, from the world, but rather Rashi is explaining how do you attain holiness? By holding back. By holding on to the spirituality which you intrinsically have. Rashi is not defining the word, but rather Rashi is explaining how to get there. So we started by discussing the love of Hashem. He says that seems to be enigmatic. So he says, well, the first step to the love of Hashem is to take note of the holiness of Hashem. And the truth is, you think that for us to be holy is unnatural? No, you have to understand, what does it mean for us to be holy? Just to hold on to our level. Now he's got to come back and explain to us, okay, so what does it mean to love Hashem? And I think we'll pick up with that tomorrow, yeah? We'll pause here for tonight.